This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
There for a second. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at TaurusUSA.com. In something reminiscent of the old Soviet Union clamping down on dissent through the mental health system, these would be something, you know, a procedure. Now, what am I talking about? In North Carolina, their General Assembly, if the leftists in the General Assembly get their way, passage of the gun confiscation order law could actually happen there in North Carolina. The left obsesses over gun confiscation, even if they have to do it one person at a time. And they've hit on a new tactic of using gun confiscation orders to seize someone's property without due process or even their knowledge of what is to take place. And this is all coming from the mind of Representative Marcia Morey, Democrat from Durham, plans on introducing a bill establishing these gun confiscation orders. And once again, this would be a secret procedure. I said a procedure, secret procedure, where someone alleges that someone is dangerous and that their firearm should be taken from them by force. So who gets to decide if someone is dangerous? Now, gun grabbers have already labeled us. If you're like a member of the NRA, guess what? We're terrorists. So it's not too much of a stretch for them to claim that every gun owner is dangerous just for having them. These gun confiscation orders, sometimes referred to as red flag laws, are proceeding by which your guns can be seized without due process or even your knowledge until the ominous knock on your door. The purpose of the constitutional principle of due process is to protect the individual from the full force of government. And these laws flip the constitutional principle of innocent until proven guilty on its head. Now, with these laws, you can be deprived of your liberty on someone's word in a one-sided hearing without your knowledge. And the leftists seem to be in a competition. They seem to be in a competition to find out who can outdo each other. They're in a competition to see how many natural and constitutional rights they can violate in one fell swoop, in one sweep, if you will. These are people who have no use for liberty and who still pretend to be liberal. These laws infringe on the Second Amendment, two parts of the Fifth and Fourth Amendments, and given that some have been prosecuted or persecuted for talking about the wrong subjects in public, the first could be easily on the list. And the proposed law would allow colleagues or friends to petition to a judge to have your gun seized, and all they would have to do would be able to prove by a sworn affidavit, which, is that even proof? By a sworn affidavit that you know and have direct knowledge that a person is in direct possession of guns and they're dangerous. No pretense. Just straight up confiscation. GCOs are not afoot in the confiscatory door either. There's no pretense here. They blatantly and aggressively kick that door down, and once they're in place, the valid reasons for establishing a GCO against an individual, that will surely loosen up quite a bit. That will turn into, there's five ways it could happen. Soon there'll be 10, then there'll be 15. You get what I'm saying? Maybe at first, perhaps, you know, close family members and a few others very close to a person might be able to point a finger and report him. That's bad enough, but be sure the already Orwellian rules surrounding GCOs will expand, and it's likely that eventually virtually anyone in a person's sphere will be able to accuse a person and begin the constitutional process of having the accused legally owned firearms forcibly confiscated. Now, I want to ask you a question. Does that sound like a free country to you? What are the Republicans going to do here? As of this moment, we don't know how the Republican majority in Raleigh will react when asked to establish a gun confiscation mechanism. We do know that there's always danger that politicians will stick a finger in the air and just go with the flow as the anti-gun crowd aggressively pushes to not let a crisis go to waste. There's a real danger here. We need to inform our representatives that we will not allow them to rescind our constitutional due process rights. Free Americans, free law-abiding citizens, are to remain free, and we will not tolerate being punished for the crimes of other people. That's what we need to do. Whether that happens or not, we'll find out. You know, Connecticut started this. Then California followed. And, you know, when California was, when this was up in California, it was still a relatively new thing. And I was on, CNS? I was on a CNS internet news show debating this. And I called this Minority Report. This is the Minority Report, where they're, well, you know, Minority Report is a Tom Cruise movie where they're basically out there trying to establish that you might commit a crime. And then because you might be predisposed to committing a crime, then they arrest you. Without you, of course, having committed a crime. Now, it, you know, we're already in the bad place there with that whole pretense. The so here, what this is basically doing is saying you might be violent, you know, and where do you where's the determining factor for where that violence begins? How does it manifest itself? If I'm out there and Tom Brady throws an interception for New England and I'm out there, I could just kill that Tom Brady if I'm a big New England fan. Am I violent? Is this the violent? Is this the violent tell that all of the gun confiscation orders are looking for? I mean, I would, you know, that's something to consider. Definitely not something to shirk off. Now, while everybody is sitting back there saying it can't happen here, it can't happen there, it's happening. It may not happen in some red states right now, but listen, with all of this migration that's going on, as all of these tax regimes come tumbling down, and all of these big tax states that are out there that have been getting, you know, that have been being subsidized by red states, the blue states that have been subsidized by red states, people are going to leave. They'll leave because of their pocketbooks, but a lot of them will bring their politics with them. So if you're, I live in South Carolina. South Carolina is a big destination for some of these people. We already have pockets of liberals out there right now today operating like this is their state, like they just, you know, they may have moved here within the last year or so, or 2 years, or 5 years, but this is their state now. And, well, you bumpkins, you just don't know how to do things. So let us show you how it should be done. That kind of thing. See? So that's something you have to watch out for. That's something we had better all watch out for, because it's happening right before our eyes. California is losing people left and right. New York State is losing people left and right. Soon it won't really matter, but we'll see. Maybe as they come down here and get a taste of freedom, maybe they will begin to assimilate. That would be nice, I think, if they would assimilate. I think that would be just splendiferous, but we'll see. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. There's a very simple saying out there, attributed to a guy named David Sterling, the founder of the SAS. Who dare win? That is a motto that has been adopted by numerous high-speed military units. By now, you may have seen the video, the Mother's Day video, of an attempted robbery on a street somewhere in Brazil, where we see a single pistol-wielding male suspect approach a group of women and children standing on a sidewalk in an apparent robbery, maybe kidnapping attempt. It could have been either. He comes up on them real fast. We see women frantically trying to pull their children away. One of the women there is a police officer, not in uniform. She carried a pistol in a handbag. Don't know what kind of handbag it was. Her pistol was an autoloader, but brand and caliber are unknown. Realizing what was happening, she courageously pushes past several children while simultaneously presenting her pistol. And the instant her muzzle hits the suspect's chest, as far as in the sweep, she fires. No hesitation. Range was just a few inches. She fired at least one round. She could have fired two, maybe even three in rapid succession. It's hard to tell from the video. In any event, the astonished suspect, it's swearing the chest, falls backward on his back, dropping his pistol in the process. From his facial expression, it is obvious that he's in considerable pain. While on the pavement, he puts up his hands in an agonized submission. His will to fight has been utterly destroyed. The officer, not squandering any moments, immediately takes cover behind a car. She continues to cover the downed suspect. She then kicks away and then recovers the suspect's pistol. Later, the suspect dies, confirmed dead. No one else harmed. The competent and audacious female officer was reported to be a mother herself. Whether or not any of her own children were present is unknown. It is not very often that we get to see in detail, a real gunfight played out in real time. And, of course, we have to be careful not to draw sweeping conclusions from a single incident. But, coming out of this, we have a few lessons that we can at least reconfirm. Item number one, you must train yourself to be competent with your equipment, but even more so to take the initiative and then spin your OODA loop faster than your opponent. This officer's movements were swift and smooth and absolutely decisive. No hint of hesitation. She had obviously trained extensively for that moment, and she prevailed. You may be killed when you take that kind of decisive action. You may likewise be killed when you do nothing. Either way, dithering is always toxic. Indecision and delay will prove fatal. So, you need to size up the situation quickly. You need to make a plan. You need to hit the go button and you don't look back. Commit and go. Number two, don't relax too soon. You don't get to declare when the fight is over and danger subsided. Always follow up, stay alert, finish the fight. Item number three, this woman was carrying a gun off body. So carrying defensive pistols in handbags represents a viable method for going armed. I know a lot of people who don't consider off body carry to be legitimate. But for many, and not just women, off-body carry not only represents a viable option, it represents the only option. And you have to practice, of course, but this woman expertly demonstrated just how handy, effective, and accessible this carry method can be. And that's important for a lot of people to understand. Here's a saying from Anne McCormick. The percentage of mistakes in quick decisions is no greater than that from long, drawn-out vacillations, and the effect of decisiveness itself is without fail to make things go your way. Right now, because I've been wearing a lot of workout gear, I've been carrying off body. I don't mind telling you that. I'm carrying in a Vertex Transit sling bag, I think it is. They have one that is bigger called the commuter, but I don't need it bigger. This bag is big enough to carry a lot of EDC stuff. I have a first aid kit in it. I have my inhaler in it. Business cards, a notepad, all kinds of stuff. And inside of it, right now, I have a handgun and four spare magazines. Because of the way this is designed, I have seen people that have trained with this bag on YouTube where they're getting out and getting, they're pulling the bag in front, drawing the weapon, first shot off in less than 2 seconds. 1.49 or something. Pretty quick. Pretty quick. So, is that quick enough? I don't know. It does not seem that much slower than drawing from a holster to me. Because of the way the bag is designed. The bag has this pull tab, which snatches it around to your chest. Then that same tab that you just snatched around, you just pull across your body, and then that same hand can then let go of the tab, go into the bag, pull the weapon out, and stick it out in front of you. Now, this woman did not have the benefit of this particular bag. She just had a handbag, and she ran that. She ran that really well. So, if you're out there and you're thinking that gunfights can't be won with off-body carry, well, that's not necessarily the case. As a matter of fact, it's definitely not the case. And that's important. Now, there's something out there, and this I don't know if this has actually been broken out there. I found this the other day. And this is something that we need to be considering, because they're looking at this next thing I'm going to bring you in the next segment as the way to break the gun debate, and they think it's going to sucker a bunch of pro-gun people in, too. Because it is not the usual thing. Not the usual method. This is where a lot of people would say, hey, I have finally found the common ground. There'll be some gun people, pro-gun people, looking at this and say, this may be the common ground. And that's why I'm going to bring that up to you when we get back. But, you know, I'm not even going to start in on that. But, yeah, I'm carrying off body right now. But it works. And, you know, that leaves me free to do a lot of other things as well. Carry cameras and stuff like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is expected to make landfall in the Carolinas sometime on Thursday. Now, the hurricane could end up costing the East Coast more than $170 billion and damage nearly 759,000 homes and businesses. Today, President Trump talked about what is being done to prepare for the storm.
Any amounts of money, whatever it takes, we're going to do. But we're already set up. We have tremendous trucking systems. We have food systems. We have a lot of contractors waiting, but for the most part, it's been handled by FEMA.
Today, as a nation, we remember the lives of those lost during the terrorist attack on September 11th, 2001. Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City at the time, and he reflects on 9/11.
It's always a combination of very sad, tragic. Reflect on it. Maybe it was the worst day in American history. We lost more lives than at Pearl Harbor.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This next little ditty that I'm about to bring to you is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. I still got to clean this desk up. Redid the desk, still needs cleaning. Although I think I've just about got everything done as far as getting all the settings back and everything that I had, but this is what happens when you're you try to be a sound engineer and you're not actually, I don't know, a sound engineer. That's, you know, you really should leave it to people that know what they're doing. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I've got to say about this particular moment. Have you ever heard of something called blockchain? Blockchain, if they have their way, and I mean, there's a lot of these anti-gunners that don't even know about this. That's the problem. That's how new it is. There's a graduating computer science major named Luke Sturger. He thinks he might have a solution for what is referred to as the fraught issue of guns in America. Use blockchain to track gun sales in America. Sturger thinks that blockchain, a complex, sometimes bewildering, secure, decentralized electronic bookkeeping method that underpins things like Bitcoin, offers a perfect balance between security, anonymity, and scale that could please all sides of the gun control debate. I don't know why he thinks that, because this is essentially a digital, new age gun registry. I don't know why he would think that I'm going to sit around and say, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it. While a whole lot of graduates were wrapping up final papers or enjoying the last free moments at their favorite Berkeley bar, Sturger spent 2 days in Washington, D.C. this month, pitching his idea to legislative aides and think tank analysts from all sides of the ideological perspective. He visited with aides to California Senator Dianne Feinstein and conservative Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte, as well as scholars in the center-left Third Way think tank and right-wing Heritage Foundation, among others. He explained blockchain, and like any good scientist, he tried to listen to criticism that could improve his idea. Sturgis said, the goal here is to find a solution that both parties can agree on. I'm not interested in developing something for one side of the discussion that people try to force down the throat of parties coming from the other side. One of the nice things about technology is that you can develop systems that would work for people. Now, no centralized gun sale database exists, which, according to the gun grabbers, makes it very difficult for investigators to quickly trace a gun used in a homicide, or for researchers to study gun violence trends, once again, according to whoever is putting this thought process together. Pro-gun advocates, we don't trust the government. We don't, you know. The thing about having a government-run database means that one day somebody like Obama will be in charge and he'll look at that database and start picking up guns. Enter, Sturger says, blockchain technology, which could someday be used to build an online database incapable of being abused by the government and monitored by everyone, a bit like an ultra-secure online database spread out across the database. Police might need to know the serial number of a specific gun to unlock its history on blockchain, and researchers would only be able to study anonymized aggregate data. No one would own the database, which would exist securely distributed across many individual computers. Now, right now, this idea sounds far-fetched, and it still sounds very, very dangerous to me, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But he says in a few years, when blockchain might be more fully understood and implemented, it could prove to be the perfect technological compromise. Right now, the technology is a bit like a web browser in the early 1990s. It's an intriguing tool with promise, but right now it doesn't have any real utility. But Sturger said, what's the natural solution to record centralization? It is record decentralization. It is building a platform where the records can be maintained by the gun-owning community, so to speak. Sturger has been very interested in blockchain, and, he didn't start thinking about how it could apply to the gun control debate until the recent shootings in Las Vegas and Florida. Growing up in Eugene, Oregon, he shot guns a few times. He doesn't own one now and doesn't see a future where he'd feel the need to buy a gun. He says, it was frustrating for me looking at the conversations happening in Washington and seeing people argue with no intention of compromise or curiosity from the other point of view. I don't have a background in guns. I would not shame people who are gun owners in any way, shape, or form. It is written into the Constitution to right and bear arms. Of course, you know, the mere fact that he thinks that's what, you know, conveys to us, you know, the right is conveyed to us, the Second Amendment, tells me that he's right. He doesn't know what he's talking about. This attitude is said to have pleased scholars and aides that Sturger met with in Washington. Gabenga Ajilor, a visiting scholar at the left-leading Urban Institute and an associate economics professor at the University of Toledo, met with Sturger and said the most impressive thing about him is that a lot of people have an angle and they try to push you toward it, but he didn't do that. He had this idea, but he knew he had to get other perspectives before going further. Senior aide, and this should be really troubling to you, a senior aide to a conservative pro-gun congressman was equally impressed with Sturger. I thought Luke was a phenomenal kid who had a good understanding of the blockchain and the fault lines of the Second Amendment, without explaining what he means by fault lines of the Second Amendment. Of course, this aide asked not to be identified or associated with a congressional office because he was speaking only for himself. He said, I'll be honest, I definitely thought he was going to be from a different perspective because he's from Berkeley, but he really dove down into the issues. He really understands not just the perspective of the personal gun owner, but the perspective of the gun manufacturer. Still, the problem here is that the issue of gun control is very, very touchy. And a lot of people that listen to this said, I'm really going to be surprised if this goes anywhere at all. But they also said it should go somewhere because it is a really great idea. Sturgis is going to spend this summer working on his pitch, he said, and even if nothing comes of it now, he doesn't doubt that blockchain could eventually play a role in gun control, and the idea is worth considering now. I want to know a couple of things. First of all, I want to know who this aide was that coined the term fault line of the Second Amendment. What is that? What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? Here's the problem. I have no doubt that young Mr. Sturgis has the purest intentions in mind with this. He thinks this is something we could throw out there, and he thinks it could be completely unregulated, and, you know, you would have to go in there, and you could, everything would be anonymous, and you could find certain details out, but at the same time, blah, blah, blah. Do you think the government would leave that information, that information trove, alone? Do you think, probably Trump would, right, if he was in office when this happens, and based upon what I'm hearing about this technology, it's not even mature yet. It doesn't even work. If it's like a web browser of the 90s, then, you know, what are we talking about, Yahoo? It's like Yahoo of the 90s. But we got to watch this, because they're getting some new ideas. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this little bit I'm going to give you here is this is coming from the anti-gun side, by the way, currently right now. This is, you know, this is what they're thinking, because here we have some researchers tackling gun violence despite lack of federal funding. This, by the way, is this is tossed around by a cat who has done the research, named David Hemenway. You've probably heard his name here before, and I don't like him. They start off looking at the Parkland, Florida shootings, which left 17 dead and 17 more wounded. Looking at the horrified people across the country, which spurred the student walkouts and marches in support of stricter gun controls. But the problem here is that gun debates in the United States have proven to be contentious and intractable. Even as thousands rally for new legislation, opponents contend that these measures won't prevent determined criminals from obtaining a firearm, and that responsible gun ownership makes communities safer. So, David Hemenway, the director of the Harvard Injury Control Research Center, says that in charting a course forward, it is necessary to move beyond people's anecdotal opinions, which is what he is calling that particular attitude. Okay? He and other researchers are analyzing data and conducting studies with the ultimate goal of informing public policy. And it's a tough task because of the Dickey Amendment passed by Congress in 1996 with the support of the National Rifle Association. You know, the bad guys. This prevented the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from using funds to advocate or promote gun control. Now, they do correctly point out that it didn't ban federally funded gun research, but the legislation had a chilling effect, so they say, from 1996 to 2013. The CDC's funding in that area dropped by 96%. Against that backdrop, it can be easy to overlook an important fact. Research into gun violence has actually increased in recent years, rising from fewer than 90 annual publications in 2010 to 150 in 2014. Universities, think tanks, private philanthropy, even the state of California have offered support. And in late April, governors from six northeastern states and Puerto Rico announced plans to launch a research consortium to study the issue. A December 2017 policy article published in the journal Science describes a surge of recent scientific publications. Now, make no mistake about it, these are all anti-gun. Okay? They're all anti-gun. Notice that they're not talking about Lott or Kleck or Gaius. And these guys have been doing this stuff for years, since the 1990s. They say the research has generated significant findings about suicide, intimate partner violence, community health, and the effect of various state-level gun laws. Now, of course, now we have to conflate the data. More than 36,000 people are killed by gunshot in the U.S. every year, making it a leading cause of death in the country, comparable to motor vehicle incidents. No, it doesn't. If we're going to look at malfeasance with guns, then we need to look at homicide. Suicide is something else altogether different. Suicide should never be lumped in with homicide. There, you know, you have the willing, and then you have the unwilling. But we can use the suicide, see, because we can say a gun in the home increases the risk of someone in that home dying from suicide, maybe threefold, and the evidence is overwhelming. My friend who committed suicide earlier this year, he tried two or three different ways till he succeeded. Make no mistake, he was going to succeed, though. One of the questions I have about him is, where was the intervention? But there never was one. Now, here we go to the idea that this conventional, of the conventional view. That's what they call it, the conventional view. A conventional view holds that if people really want to kill themselves, they will find a way to do it. Here we go. With or without a gun. Yet the data suggests that households with guns do not differ from those without guns when it comes to mental health risk for suicide. Instead, the difference seems to stem from the fact that suicide attempts with a gun are usually fatal, unlike attempts with pills, for example. So, putting time and distance between a suicidal person and a gun can save that person's life. This line of thinking is supported by a study published by the Journal of Surgical Research, which found that states with weaker gun laws have more gun-related suicide attempts, which tend to be associated with higher mortality. Really? Okay. How come this is only being... How come the mainstream media is not getting up on this one? See, because don't kid yourself. If this was really out there, if this was really something that we could factually put out there, they'd be all over this. So here the, but you know, that's just talking about suicide. Then there's the riskiest gun owners. They want to identify risk factors that increase a person's chances of harming themselves or others. Such individuals could then be considered for gun violence restraining orders or gun confiscation orders, as we already talked about. See where I'm going with this? Now, according to them, this was the logic behind the 1968 Gun Control Act, which specified narrow categories of people disqualified from buying or owning guns, including convicted felons and people committed to mental institutions. Back in 1968, though, there used to be mental institutions. Not so much now. The 1994 Violence Against Women Act and the subsequent Lautenberg Amendment were written to bolster protections for victims of domestic violence. But that only occurs, you know, that only applies to people that are currently married, or formerly married, or have lived together, or have shared children. Then there's the risk warrant law, which is out of Connecticut. That happened in 1999 in Connecticut. They became the first to pass this legislation allowing police to obtain a warrant to temporarily remove guns from someone who poses an imminent hazard to themselves or others. Dr. Garen Wintemute, an emergency room physician at the University of California, Davis Medical Center, Director of Violence Prevention Research Program, advocates for gun violence restraining orders based in part on a 2016 evaluation of Connecticut's law. And then he points to individual cases where such laws would have made a difference. One of the first one that he points to is Parkland, where the Parkland shooter didn't need a gun violence restraining order. He needed to be arrested. He needed to be taken off of the street. No need for a gun violence restraining order. This guy was sitting here right now talking about doing all kinds of stuff. He says the gun violence restraining order would have allowed his family or law enforcement to go to a judge and get an order that would have gotten that gun taken away from him and prevented the shooting. So, there you have it. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, these guys come up with, where they use this very skewed logic to put forth all of these ideas and look at it, look at this isolated incident where they're saying, well, you know, this would have made a difference. Really? How? That's my question. How? But anyway, we will be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.